News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis. It's 5 o'clock. Time for our daily COVID-19 update. And joining us on the phone today, we have Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
You head out town. If you get out at all, you'll notice that there are a lot of people that are out and about. It's a beautiful day. Everybody seems to be keeping their distance, which is good news. Stores don't seem to be just fraught or overrun with people at this point, at least the one that I went into. But, you know, we're keeping our distance. But let's talk a little bit about some numbers here. The state's numbers up not significantly, just 6% to 900, up from 845 from yesterday. But, Julie, we have three more positive coronavirus test patients in Riley County today.
That's right. We're up to 17 confirmed positives. We do know our median age is about 37, and most have been male up to this point. We are monitoring 30 individuals. 47 have finished their quarantine or isolation period, and 11 tests pending. There have been a total of 87 negative tests in the county. We also can confirm that two of our positives are now fully recovered.
Well, that's good news there. What is that process like? How long does it typically take, or do you have any basis for that to determine when someone is fully recovered?
Yeah, it's different for everyone. We talk to some people that have very mild symptoms, and then, of course, you know, people that have very severe symptoms and end up in the hospital. But with the majority of people that we've talked to, they've had pretty mild symptoms. And the two that have recovered, what that means is that they have been 3 days fever-free without fever-reducing meds. They've also been 3 days of other symptoms-free. And then we want to make sure it's 7 days from the onset of symptoms. And at that point, we can call them recovered. And we actually send them a letter so that they have that in writing that they are recovered.
Do they still have to stay quarantined for a few days?
That's kind of up to, it might be situation dependent, but once we tell them that they're recovered, they can go out and about.
And be like, do whatever it is they wish within the same restrictions as what we're touting.
Right. We want to keep those same restrictions, so don't go out and
Certainly.
Do whatever you want.
Certainly.
But yeah, stay at home, but leave if you need essentials.
Do you know how many are being treated at Ascension Via Christi right now?
I know there's one in the hospital there, and that's actually a Geary County resident. And I just spoke with Bob earlier. He said there are a couple that are under investigation there at the hospital.
Okay. All right. And Pottawatomie County has four positive tests right now. So any other circumstances that you have seen of community spread?
We know that there was a one in our most recent cases that had visited Dillon's and Walmart, and the three most recent that we've had, we know there's at least one of those with travel. But what we're telling people now is that since we have had evidence of that community spread, we just want people to be very aware of their surroundings, like they should be anyway, and just assume that everybody has it. You know, so keep your distance, stay at home unless you absolutely need to go out and get essentials. And when you do go out, please, again, keep that social distancing, practice hand hygiene, get your stuff in the grocery store, and then get home. So we shouldn't be leisurely shopping. We shouldn't be out for fun anymore. We'll get there someday. We'll get there, but not right now.
Yeah. I see that USD 383 School District has decided to close all playground areas and also Bishop Stadium, and that is effective immediately. So that's a step that the district has taken. And they are also changing a couple of things with regards to the distribution of meals for the children. And this starts next week, next Monday. They'll only have meal pickups on Mondays and Wednesdays. And on Mondays, they have a hot lunch to pick up with cold breakfast. But in addition, you'll also pick up a cold lunch for Tuesday and an additional breakfast. So they're spreading out things to where there is less contact. The same for the Wednesday pickup, pretty much. We talked a little bit the other day. In fact, I think it was talked to yesterday in your press conference, and Riley County Police Department Assistant Director Kurt Waldrop talked about a church that was working diligently, making masks, and, you know, there's going to be some masks that will be available for people to pick up.
Yeah, so this goes along with what we were talking about with the new CDC recommendations to wear cloth masks. If you come into a situation where social distancing can be hard to maintain, so like if you're going to the grocery store or if you work in an area where sometimes social distancing is hard to maintain, we do recommend wearing those cloth masks. So we've partnered with Westview Community Church to provide free of charge homemade cloth masks for the community. And this relies on generous help from the community in making and donating those cloths. So we encourage you to, if you have some time on your hands, please make those and then donate them. Phase one of that effort will be collection only starting tomorrow, Wednesday, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And then again from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Friday. And then again on Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon. So you can drop off if you want to donate some masks during those times. You just go to Westview Community Church. That's at 615 Gillespie Drive. Use the west entrance where the main office is located. And then phase two will begin distribution. So that will be both collection of the donated mask and distribution of those masks. So you'll be able to pick up masks starting next week if you want some. That will be available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. and then Saturday from 9 to noon. And, of course, you can continue to donate throughout that time as well.
Can anybody utilize these masks or are they being made just for primarily health professionals?
No, anyone can use these. These will be homemade cloth masks. So, yeah, anyone's encouraged to use these.
Okay. Any other news to update our community with today, Julie?
I just want to remind everyone to stay strong. One message that we really put out hard on social media today was the message of staying healthy. Remember to hydrate and eat healthy and exercise during this time so you can keep that immune system up.
Okay. And that's call screening number again, 323-6400. If you feel that you may have some symptoms and Riley County COVID-19@gmail.com is the email. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions that you might be searching some answers for from some health professionals here locally. We have Bob Koppel returning tomorrow morning here on KMAN beginning at 7 o'clock. So Julie Gibbs with Riley County Health Department, thank you again for joining us here and continue the great efforts and pass our good wishes along to all those in the medical field today.
I will. Thank you, Dave.